We all come to a time when we feel stuck. We all come to a time when we feel low on energy, when we feel like this can't go on. I can't continue to do what I'm doing. And before you know it, you start to feel like people are passing you by. You get to a point where you feel like, how come everyone is doing these things and I'm not? You'd be surprised at the real secret and easy way to solve this problem. I made a big decision in my life recently. I made a big decision in the way I do certain things. And when I've been reflecting on it, it's helped me come out of that stuck process and give me a new life, a new lease of energy. And you'd be amazed if you did the same thing, how it would change things for you. So in this week's podcast, I share about how I came up with this solution. I share a bit more about why I'm making this big decision I'm making. I'm sharing the decision as well, but I'm hoping you can learn from that. And in anything you're doing, if it's relationship, if it's business, if it's career, everything, just taking these few steps and reflecting on why I did the same things would probably make a big, massive shift for you. It's a game changer. So in this week podcast, you want to listen into the story of why I made this big decision I made and what the decision was and how you can get involved in it, but also how you can learn from it and unlock the next level to give you that next level of energy, creativity, life that you know that when you have it, you're shining. Welcome to the latest episode of the You Unleashed podcast with Femi Akinyemi, the podcast where we're consistently focused on delivering you content that helps you reflect, gives you the tools and tips to cause you to move to the next level. And we're consistently looking at the broad range of things because to be unleashed in life, it's not just about one part. It can't just be about work. It has to be about relationships as well. It has to be about finances. It's about everything because you are a complete person. You are not just one person. If you ever find one person who is excelling in work, but on the personal life, like their family is breaking down, there's a problem. If you find someone who's excelling in work financially, they're struggling, there's a problem. If you see someone who is excelling in relationship, but finance or career is struggling, there's a problem. And it's the same for all of us because we are all consistently seeking balance. Every one of us is always trying to find that balance. And there are times the demands of life will take you one way or take you another way. And that's fine because life is, right? It's a journey and there'll be times where you need to over-index. You need to put in more effort on one part to be able to balance up the other part. But when it's like that for an extended period, there's a challenge, right? It means we consistently need to look for that balance. And that's what it's about in this seeking this unleashed life. It's trying to make sure in every phase of life, we are continually looking to grow. Unleashed seems like a powerful word, and it is, but it really is about releasing your best self. And to release your best self, you cannot do that overnight. It's day by day, you get better. You go home at night, you reflect, what can I do better? And you get better, or you try to get better. So this week, I want to share a personal story. Now, I think about 2 weeks ago, we finally started marketing the Unleashed conference, a face-to-face conference, which we're going to be running in somewhere in Reading as part of our journey. And hopefully it's going to be bigger and do greater things and move to more locations. But I also wanted to share the story because a lot of people be asking, well, Femi, you've got this podcast. Why do you need a conference? And I just want to share my personal story about why the conference, because at the end of the day, I can continue to podcast, which I will continue to do. But why do we have to do this? Why that? And I want to share the story because, so let's start at the beginning. How did the podcast start? That was probably during the pandemic or just before the pandemic, around, so we're talking about 3 years and some change ago. And I've always been someone who liked to communicate. I enjoy encouraging people. I enjoy writing. I enjoy speaking. And I've always enjoyed taking concepts and explaining them to people. And above all, I just love having new, refreshing conversations with people. I absolutely love having conversations with people, meeting strangers or people you consider strangers. And at the end, we already have a rapport and we're sharing some of our more intimate thoughts. So I've always enjoyed that. And for a long time, I struggled to think, how can I use more of this gift? And in the end, I thought, okay, I'll podcast. But then I thought, how do you podcast? Well, I didn't know anything about podcasting. I just knew people, you log into any of the popular apps, Spotify, Apple, and people just start talking. So I didn't know how to do that. So the first thing I thought was, okay, what do? I researched and I realized you get a mic and you just find somewhere that is soundproof, where there isn't much interference with noise. So what did I do? In my dining area where we eat, when the kids and the family had gone to bed, I got some pillows and I constructed like a mini studio. It wasn't a studio really. It was just, I constructed some form of, almost like, remember when we're young, and for those of us who had that experience, when we like to create little castles when we're young to play with our friends, something like that, just almost like pillows, create a little triangle, or and then I was able to squeeze in, and I grabbed the mic, and that kind of worked. And I remember doing the first one, I was so nervous, but I shared my message. And looking back, it's had a number of plays. And when I look at it, the quality isn't amazing. But we'll talk about that as well on this journey. I want to share about how I got to where I am today with the conference. But I did that. And I, after some time of about 4 or 5 episodes, I thought, wouldn't it be great to have a guest on the podcast? And then I had my first guest. I believe it was one of the guests at the conference. Her name is Nikki Adetoye. I strongly believe it was her. And if she wasn't, she was definitely the first who said yes to me. If she wasn't the first guest, she was the first who said yes to me. So we had her on the show and it was amazing feedback. But you can see what's happening now. We went from just having a thought, an idea, to just starting somehow to make it happen. And then thinking, okay, how can I go to the next level? Then getting a guest on. And then I had my first guest on, and it was during the pandemic. So a lot of people who normally wouldn't have the time to speak to me, who are so busy, who would be out and about traveling all over the world, were quite looking to share their gifts as well. So as I invited people to come on the podcast to speak, we got lots of guests coming on. So I was able to get quite a few guests come on, and we just started to get in a rhythm, in a flow, which is the second thing I want to mention here. So number one, startup. Just start your idea. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Do not mock the days of humble beginnings. Just start. Number two, consistently look to improve. Look to freshen things up. What can I do differently? It doesn't matter what you do. If it's in your career, if it's in business, whatever you do, start. Then secondly is, what can I do to freshen things up? It's good for you because it keeps your brain ticking over. It keeps you thinking about the immense popularity, possibilities, but it also causes you to think of your customer and it causes you to start to build on your idea. So we had more guests come on and that went on for a while. But then as I started to do that, the third thing happened. I realized I became quite dependent on guests. Now, don't get me wrong. Guests will always be a core part of the show. It just is, because they bring something different. They bring something out of me, but also I bring something out of them, and it gives you a window to be like someone who's just in a room listening to a conversation between two people. So that will always be there. But I also forgot that at some point, I didn't realize that even I have something to say. Because when I looked at the podcast numbers, I realized actually when I have my own podcast, when I speak alone, we get some really good numbers too. So I started to become too dependent on guests and forgetting that I had something to share. I had a story to share too. So it meant that I had to realize that, oh, okay, Femi, you need to also not forget your own gifts. And which is the fourth thing to learn here as well. As you start to go on your journey in whatever it is you do, never forget that you yourself are a key part of everything. It's easy to rely on others to help you. And they're important because you can't walk on this journey alone, but you're just as important in this journey. Because at the end of the day, you are writing your own life story, right? And these people are characters in your life story, but it's your life story. So you'll always be a central character in your life story, just as they, the guests, and you are a central character in your life story. I'm a central character in my own life story. So I started to realize I need to do more of my own podcasts. coming back to it. But the journey went on, and then an interesting thing happened. About 6 to 7 months ago, 8 months ago, I got tired. And when I say tired, I loved doing what I do. If you put a mic in front of me, I would speak for days. I would encourage. But everything that goes around a podcast, the equipment, the setup, the edits, everything else started to become a bit of a challenge for me. And it started to slow me down. Which brings me to the fifth lesson I want to share with you as well, which is you have to continuously look for ways to ensure that as you build yourselves, you look for ways to leverage your strength, the things you enjoy doing most. If it's in business, do you love doing presentations? Then focus on that and look for ways as you develop to find other people to help you do the things you don't enjoy as much. Do you love doing the more technical part? Then focus on that and let other people do the bits you don't enjoy. Because ultimately, that's where your joie de vivre comes from. That's where your joy comes from. That's where your passion comes from. It comes from doing the things that you love doing. The other bits are important because we can't get through life without doing those other things. It's just a fact. But what you want to do is you want to 80% of your energy to be focused on the bits you love doing and 20% to be the bits you can do when you have some time where you just have energy, that you can just use to get admin things done. And admin means different things to different people. It means different things to different people. So I didn't do that and I got burned out. I got tired. And when I reflected, I realized, number one, I wasn't able to serve my listeners, you, who have been with me on this journey. It became inconsistent. I didn't look for the help that I needed because I thought I'll fix this myself. And I got more and more challenging. But number two, it also meant that I lost that key habit of consistency. You hear it all the time. The number one reason for any business being successful is consistency. Doing it over and over, through the dog days and the great days, the tough days, the good days, over and over and over and over. You just show up, resilient, turning up to work one more day than the next person, making one more phone call than the next person, releasing one more podcast than the next person. You just have to keep doing it over and over again. And I lost that message somewhere along the way. But thirdly, it meant I wasn't able to serve you. I wasn't able to encourage you. A lot of people who were looking for me to encourage them all of a sudden didn't hear from me. And this is a big thing you need to remember. It's that in whatever it is you do, at the beginning, people are watching. Are you just a fly by night? Is this just a hobby? Something you're going to do for a few weeks and go away? Or is this something you are going to stick with? People are watching, and the more consistent you are, the more they realize, you're with me on this journey for the long run. I back you. I support you in business, in career, in relationships. When you look to date someone else, he or she's watching. Are you just someone who is trying to just something casual? And then when they see your commitment, they go, okay, I'll match your commitment. And he or she then starts to come on the journey and matches your commitment. There are some points you decide we're on this for the long haul, and you decide to get married, and then you go even deeper and have relationship children if you choose to. And if you're blessed with it. And this is what that journey looks like. It's the same for business, in life, in everything. Everything is a test of desire. It's a test of commitment. So in that respect, it made me realize I was losing out on that, on some long built up relationship that I had. But also it also made me reflect that one of the reasons why I was feeling tired as well was because I hadn't switched up. I'd been doing the same thing for 2-3 years. I'd started to get guests. I'd gotten comfortable, consistent. And I've now learned myself. I now know enough about myself to know that I need energy. I need excitement. I need difference. I need something to get me going for 6 to 8 months, that this looks fresh, this looks different. And then I can get it to a stable state and someone else can take it on. And that means to know yourself. If you don't know yourself, people will always tell you who you are. So you have to know yourself. And I realized I love doing all this, but I also need to remove some of the onerous parts, some of the more boring parts. But I also needed to continue to freshen things up. So that brings us round back to why we are doing a conference. And I'll never forget what one of our guests said to me, one of the amazing guests we're having on the show this time. And his name is Eric Collins. That's another of our guests we're having. The very first time I interviewed him for the podcast, and I think this was before, behind the scenes conversation, before we started, the first thing he said to me was, "Femi, I'm a venture capitalist. And when I look at a business, I'm always looking at how big can it be?" And he challenged me, and I'd forgotten that challenge for a long time. How big can the Unleashed podcast be? The Unleashed network of podcasts be? How big can it go? He asked me that question, and I reflected and I said, big. And my vision started to explode, colors and all the things I want to do, which as you join me on this journey, you'll see more of. And that's what I realized, that what is the next step on that journey from Unleashed podcast in this journey. So there are three reasons why I'm doing the podcast, why I'm moving to the conference. Number one is growth, my growth. The Unleashed podcast is amazing, but what else can we do? I've looked at it and we realized that we have loads of guests that our listeners absolutely loved. So we've gone over it, and all the guests that were really popular that could make it as well, because there's some that can't make it, we asked them, would you love to come? And almost in that similar podcast setting, share your message with a lot of the listeners who absolutely loved you. So it's growth for me, because the podcast is growth for our guests, because they get to meet you. It's growth for you because you get to meet them, to feel the energy, to ask them questions. But it's also growth for the Unleashed podcast, because as you join on this journey, we're moving to the next step, because this is a journey. We're all doing it together. Second is courage. The reality is, to run things like this means when you want to take the next step in whatever it is you're doing, it will ask more of you, because in the early stages, you won't get back as much as you give out. So to run a conference like this has its logistical, financial challenges. But this is asking courage of me to take a step, to know that this is another journey. And hopefully it gets to a place where it runs and it's amazing. Then I can move on to the next challenge. So it's great. It's courage for me. And then lastly, it also means I can serve the listeners better, because the listeners, as listeners, you get so much more. The theme of the conference is called Unlock Your Next Level of Growth. And the reason why I picked that theme is really because almost for all of us, we all get to a point where we end up being stuck. Stuck, not because you don't want to go forward, but you need inspiration. Someone to just come and inspire you and give you a different perspective to make you realize, just as Eric did to me, what is your next big challenge? How are you going to level up in your life, your business, your career, your relationship, your family, anything? Secondly, it's also about realizing that for some of you, you know where you want to go, but you just need someone to press the reset button. You know, when your computer starts to slow down, sometimes you just need to reset it and get rid of so much noise going around. Reset. It starts again and you're ready to go again. For some of us, we need a reset button. But then for some of us, we just need to hear what we haven't heard in a long time. Someone just to remind us what we already know to be true. And then for some of us, we just need to be in a room, network with other people. And that's why you should sign up for the Unleashed conference. For those of you that can make it, we have a lot of guests that are around the world. We are going to be looking to try to record some of this and make this content available to you so you can listen, watch some of the guests, watch the day, highlights of the day, and just get involved like you were there. And my hope is that as we start to grow, we can even come to you wherever you are and run more of these Unleashed conferences. But that's the journey of why we're here today. So you're probably asking, how do I sign up for the Unleashed conference if you can make it? Well, I'll be sending out links at the end of the podcast. There is a link. If you go into the show notes, there is a link. If you go on social media, you can see it on any of my pages on LinkedIn, Femi Akinyemi, and on Instagram, the Unleashed Academy, and my LinkedIn page, on my Instagram page, Femi Akinyemi. But you can also find it on Twitter, where I'm active. It's there as well. And the links will be there. The instructions to sign up and join. It's not free. it's part of the courage, but also I can guarantee you, it's not necessarily something we're doing out of profit. It's really about making sure we can serve you and give you everything you need. We have some amazing guests coming. We've got Eric Collins, I've spoken about. You want to check out his podcast. We've had a couple of podcasts together. Nike Adetoye, we have her as well. We also have Nigel Epperson Fleming, someone who's almost like a big brother, coach, mentor to me. And he's just amazing, inspirational. He has his own show. He has his own tech business. He's a musician. He used to be a rock star. But we have them. We also have people who are going to come and help us focus on other sides, like George Anderson, who spoke to us about wellness and how wellness and health is very important to being a high performer. And we've got Lara Lauder, the brand consultant, your image consultant, who's going to help you understand the importance of your personal brand and how you leverage your brand and how you accentuate your brand. We've got some really, really amazing guests. And I will be there myself asking the questions. And I will be speaking as well, because I can speak as well, as I said, for this podcast. But I'm super, super excited. I really hope you can join me. And over the next few weeks, I will be introducing some of our guests. And I'll also, just a very brief intro, and I'll be reintroducing their podcast to you so you can listen to the podcast and understand what they're about, why you want to come and hear them, and why it's an amazing value just to be in the same room and hopefully network and get everything you want out of them. So I'll say this to you. Reflect on where you are. Always look to freshen things up and do things differently. Remember, you are the central character in your own movie, in your own life. Remember, get rid of the boring stuff and focus on the stuff that you enjoy. Try and make your customers, delight your customers or your listeners, continue to evolve. Always look to grow. You cannot be the same person you were, because if you stay in one place, others, even though you're moving, you're staying in one place, others are moving. So actually you're falling behind. And then you have to have courage. It takes immense courage to go and be the person you were created to be, you were destined to be. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you enjoyed me explaining my journey and how I get to where I am, got to where I am, and how I'm so keen to have you attend the Unleashed Conference. But I'm also hoping that as a standalone podcast, it makes a difference to you to understand that in any plan, vision, goal, desire you have, you yourself are looking to go to the next level, and you're already putting plans to expand and grow. So with that say, make sure you sign up for my newsletter. It's in my personal profile. The links are at the bottom to sign up for my newsletter, where I share regular truths, nuggets, and also you can get more information about the conference. And just follow me on social media, and I'm hoping on this journey we continue to rise and unlock our greater selves. Get unleashed. Stay unleashed.